Want to get the most out of the tread on your tires? Burt Brothers is offering a free alignment check and $20 off any oil change. Book your next service online today or stop by any Burt Brothers location near you and let them get your car ready for the adventure ahead. Burt Brothers, complete auto care done better.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete and another touchdown!
Cougar Sports Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports. KSL Sports.
Left wing for three.
He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
We're off and running on hour number three here of Cougar Sports Saturday. Mitch Harper, your BYU insider for KSLSports.com with you today. Hope all of you are having a fantastic Masters Saturday. Man, it's been an epic week, I got to say, in this market in Salt Lake. The BYU basketball head coach search is top of mind for Cougar Nation, but last night, the Phoenix Coyotes reports surfacing, or the Arizona Coyotes, excuse me, reports surfacing that their players of the Coyotes were informed that they will be moving to Salt Lake City next week. A lot of speculation that April 18th will be the date that the Coyotes formally get announced that they will be relocating to Salt Lake. So it has been a wild week. And anytime you get a head coach search going on, that's historic, because you think about head coach changes do not happen very often. Mark Pope was one of the shorter tenures that you'll find in BYU basketball history. Mark Pope lasted 5 years at BYU. He won 110 games, had two NCAA tournament appearances, would have been a third had it not been for the pandemic taking away one of those seasons. Pope did an excellent job at BYU. He wasn't perfect. He never won a title, didn't win an NCAA tournament game, but he did a very good job. And I will say, Mark Pope, I always looked at him, and I was one of the only beat writers that covered every step of the Mark Pope tenure at BYU. Very fortunate to that, and experienced a lot covering Mark Pope's BYU teams over the past 5 years. But I always viewed him through a lens that this guy has the ability to be a top 10 coach in college basketball. And I do feel like he's going to succeed at Kentucky. He's going to work there. And I think that the Kentucky fans that had the knee-jerk reaction of wanting to blast that hire and saying, where's Dan Hurley? Where's Scott Drew? No, Mark Pope will be a good coach for them. They were shooting for something, quite honestly, unrealistic when you look back and look at that search. It just wasn't realistic, the guys they were going for. And so they end up hiring Mark Pope. And Mark Pope issued a statement on Friday about becoming the head coach at Kentucky. Quote, the University of Kentucky is the pinnacle of coaching in college basketball. It's the definition of blue blood program, where hanging a banner is the expectation every year. Equally as important, UK changed my life forever as a human being. The love and passion I have for this program, this university, and the people of the Commonwealth goes to the depth of my soul. I'm thankful to Dr. Eli Capilotto and Mitch Barnhart for this opportunity. I'm proud to be your next head coach, and I can't wait to do this together, end quote. That was Mark Pope on landing the Kentucky head coach position. BYU AD Tom Homo, he issued a statement of his own after Pope was formally announced at Kentucky. Homo's statement included, quote, we want to thank Coach Pope for all that he has given to the BYU men's basketball program in his 9 years here as an assistant and head coach. His unique combination of passion, dedication, creativity, and excitement has inspired our BYU community. He led our team to a very successful inaugural Big 12 season and left the program in a position of strength moving forward. There is a lot for Cougar Nation to be excited about right now. We wish Mark all the best as the head coach at his alma mater. He will always be a part of our BYU family, end quote. Now, I think some Cougar fans would look at that Tom Homel quote and say, position of strength? Really? You know what? I do feel like BYU is in a good spot when it comes to their conference affiliation. Being in the Big 12 helps the cause. If you were in the WCC and had this transition happening, whoo, buddy. In an NIL world, WCC, this would have been dicey. But being in the Big 12, that's attractive. And that is a position of strength going forward for BYU that you can maybe maintain your roster and your personnel. Dallin Hall, of course, is already in the portal. Ali Khalifa in the portal. Jackson Robinson likely moving on. No questions about that. And that's okay. Dallin Hall could come back. BYU wins with whoever coach they get. But I think one of the things about the next head coach is that ideally you would like a head coach that has previous head coaching experience. I think that's one of the things that makes it challenging for BYU in this search. Chris Burgess, to me, looks and feels like the best candidate on the board if you're going to focus on members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Chris Burgess is a great candidate, but he has no head coaching experience. None. Not even in the high school ranks. The last time BYU hired a head coach that didn't have head coaching experience in the college ranks was Roger Reed. But he did have head coaching experience as a high school coach at Payson High and Clearfield High School. BYU's different. And Tom Homel even acknowledged that in his video that he published with the Royal Blue Collective late last night. It's a different place. You can win with unconventional hires at BYU, but what changes now is that you're in the Big 12. And does an unconventional hire for a power conference program, say like a Chris Burgess, like a Barrett Peary, like a Kevin Young, do those type of hires work in the Big 12? Mark Pope worked in the Big 12 because he had head coaching experience and he had a lot of experience in the WCC at BYU, and instantly the guy just, he is very good at recruiting and he had an eye for it. He's got a good feel. Mark Pope's going to be a star. He is a star. That's why I always said when, you know, a year ago when people were wanting him canned, I'm thinking, folks, you're not looking at this the right way. Mark Pope was a heck of a coach. He's got big-time potential, big-time ability to be something really good in college basketball, and Kentucky saw that. And look, him being an alum got him that job. If he's not an alum, Mark Pope doesn't get that job, period. That's okay. And look, he gets his dream job. That's fine and dandy, but BYU's got to get their guy that wants this position. Chris Burgess wants the job. Barrett Peary wants this job. There's people that want this job. It would be fascinating, though, what the coaching candidate pool would look like at BYU if you opened it up and had a non-LDS pool. Because I think Cougar fans look at some of the names on the list. Chris Burgess, no head coaching experience. Barrett Peary, you know, Portland State, JUCO, not much experience as a head coach outside of, you know, he's been a 30-year vet in coaching. Well-traveled. Is that enough? Am I supposed to get inspired that you're going to go do something great in the Big 12 with that coach? I still think you can. I still think you can win because in the Big 12, you are afforded an incredible margin of error in this conference. And the league is only going to get better with the addition of Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, and Utah. This league is loaded next year. The issues facing Big 12 football don't apply to Big 12 basketball. Big 12 basketball is top of the line. BYU will get it right. They'll figure this thing out. And I think so when Tom Homel says position of strength, history has shown BYU basketball always succeeds with the coaches. I just think for the fans, when they see that quote, they get a little uneasy because it's unknown territory right now. in the NIL game and with staring down the Big 12, you needed continuity. That's why Mark Pope made it such a big deal to have continuity going into the Big 12, where they basically, they didn't tank, but you could say that they kind of just viewed that last year in the WCC as no big deal in an effort to be young then and get older for the Big 12 and have that continuity. And it worked out as they had a great season in the Big 12 conference. Can you get that continuity with the next coach? Can you maintain rosters year after year with this next coach? That's going to be the challenges. But history has shown BYU is a place that gets people to buy in, that gets people to want to be here, and also you can win at BYU. You can win at a high level at this program, and I think it's a desirable job. And for those candidates who are LDS, they want this job. The candidates that are NBA coaches, that's where it gets a little dicey. Would they really want to tackle this? Because it's challenging now. But for the guys that are in the college game, this is a desirable job. And we'll get more into those candidates coming up a little bit later on the other side. Mitch Harper here with you on Cougar Sports Saturday on KSL News Radio.